Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Jay Given, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, especially having seen your Just Eat performance. You got to take a career change now and become a Hollywood actor. That is impressive stuff.
Well, there's been a few Hollywood agents on this morning, my dad. So, you know, watch this space closely.
I'm not surprised. It's so good.
It's been good. Like, it's been fun. I mean, it's a couple of days filming back in Ireland, of course.
And yeah.
I think all the credit that goes down to Larkin Hines, the director. He's an absolute genius from Mayo. So he deserves all the credit. He was just feeding me the lines and obviously giving me my acting skills and tips or whatever you want to call it.
He's
the genius. He's the brains behind it. So
yeah, you're underselling yourself a little bit because there's some, we've all seen footballers acting. I mean, I'm a massive Man United fan, and I remember the day when the Casiero del Diablo ad came out, which involved like Wayne Rooney and Patrice Evra and Ryan Giggs sitting in one of the boxes looking out across Old Trafford, and Wayne Rooney had to deliver one line, and it's gone down in history with United fans. It's just so incredibly bad, and I'm sure Wayne will admit it himself, but who knew Shay Given had this in his locker?
Yeah, you've got to just throw yourself into the role, haven't you? That's the thing. It's funny, if there's a couple of other real actors there on the day as well, and they go, oh my goodness, that was like, you were brilliant. You were really good. And I don't know if they were messing or
no,
actually serious.
I guarantee you they weren't. That bit where you told Frank to shut up, I was terrified.
I told Frank, because you have to take a few takes. I must have told him about 10 times to shut up. And then I had to apologize after. I said, Frank, I'm really sorry for telling you to shut up.
I'd say
he was laughing about it, like, you know, but no, it was
right.
Good fun.
Eat and the Europa League have got a good relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I done a cameo role last year for Just Eat and instead of done that great a job last year, they've given me the main role. So I've gone from just a bit part last year to a cross between Kevin Keegan and Al Pacino this year. I've somehow managed to pull it off, Dave, would you believe?
You certainly have.
But no, I mean, Just Eat are one of the main sponsors for the final, obviously, on Wednesday. It's brilliant that they got me involved again.
Well, that was it, because John O'Shea's Nutmeg obviously featured fairly big, and you were in that. But Any Given Wednesday is the new one, and I highly recommend you get across to Just Eat socials. I'm sure Shay's as well. It is absolutely brilliant. Your Keegan impersonation is brilliant, because you treaded the line great in that between, you know, going from like your own strong, beautiful Donegal accent into Kevin's English accent. So let's have a quick listen to that and see how it goes.
Well, joining us now, Shay Given. Shay,
your thoughts on Fangate?
I lost myself with Irish fans over the last few days.
But we've never committed. We're bigger than that.
I tell you, I'm going to get the fans together and make them believe, because we're still fighting to be the best fans in the world. I tell you, honestly, I will love it when we show them in Dublin. Love it!
So that's good. That almost had me believing it was him.
Well, the funny thing is that Larkin, the director, he was saying, you sound too much like Kevin Keegan. I want you to sound like yourself. I'm like, all right, I thought, because the funny thing of that story is, because I used to tell people, like, not just out and about, you know, if you're out for a beer or whatever, and just with your friends, and, you know, remember that rant that Kevin Keegan had, and then you go into full Kevin Keegan accent and mode and stuff, you know, just for a bit of crack, and then this came up in this scene that I have to do it, and I can't get my voice out of the Kevin Keegan sort of impressionations I've been doing for the last 10 years, but Larkin, the director, goes, can you just do it in your own accent? I was like, I'm trying.
It's embedded in my brain.
I think so.
Oh, so good. Well, look, obviously it's all around Just Eat and their deliver at home service. So definitely just check that out. You won't be disappointed. And I don't want to give anything away in case people haven't seen it, but there are cameo appearances in this that are so genius. Like, no, I don't want to say it because I just want people to go and watch it. But when you do watch it, text me in on 087-4100-102 and tell me exactly who it is I'm hinting at.
See if I'd be on like Glen Rowe or something. The next kin, they might get me in.
The next kin.
Just, you know, yeah, anything.
I'm telling you.
Any acting jobs on the go, Dave, you put me forward. Yeah.
I will. I'll be your agent for sure. Absolutely. I mean, let's talk football for a second, of course. Before we get on to kind of where we're at in today's world, just going back over your career and everything, I think sometimes people do genuinely forget that you are the second highest capped Republic of Ireland player ever behind Keno himself. Like, you're 134 times you played for Ireland. Like, when you're after the game and you kind of have a chance now, maybe, you know, these days, do you look back on that and realize how big an achievement that is?
You probably don't, but you know, when people, you know, say, you know, did you play for your company? You know, people wouldn't know me maybe if you travel around a bit and whatever. And then they go, many times you play, and they go 134. And they go, what?
Yeah.
You played 134 times for your country? Says, yeah. And then it like sort of hits home a wee bit more. And even actually part of the ad, I don't know if you remember, but part of it says, you know, even me, 134 caps for my country, and obviously Paddy's Foxy Save or whatever outguns that. You know, it's obviously there's humour involved, but you know, you don't go around saying that every day. But even when I was saying it when I was doing the advert, I was like, well, that's pretty special. Yeah, that's amazing. They've played 134 times for Ireland, you know, and I growing up in Donegal, Dave, if I had played once for Ireland, I would have snapped your hands off, you know. So absolutely. it's just so special to pull on that jersey and I've always, you know, I used to watch obviously Paddy Bowen growing up, and then to be at the number one goalkeeper, and you always think like you're the best goalkeeper in this country, like that.
Yeah.
Even when you say that now, you know, I retired now, but at the time, you know, to have that sort of think of all the brilliant goalkeepers in Ireland, and you're the very peak of all that, you know. So it just really hits home when you say that or think along those lines.
And what about now when you look at Queeveen and look at Gavin? I mean, do you have a preference who you think should be our number one, or are we just blessed with two?
Well, I think we're blessed with three because Trevor's now.
Trevor, of course, yeah. No, you're right.
Playing regularly in the Premier League as well, and it's a mad because you know the some positions maybe are still up for debate in the Irish team and the Irish squad, but the goalkeeping department, yes, up for debate who starts. But if either one of them three started, you'd be going, well, we're all right between the sticks today. You know, we're really blessed in that position, and these guys are all going to be challenging for the next probably 10 years at least to get the number one spot. You know, because they're all of such a high calibre. And Gavin Bazuna at the minute had a bad injury, obviously, so yeah. He'll be out for a number of months, and be interesting to see what happens to Queeveen in the summer. You know, will he move or will he get playing regularly next season? And again, it's going back to Travers, who's playing, you know, week in, week out for Bournemouth, who are doing really well as well. So it's yeah, I mean, when the new manager, if he ever comes in, then he's got plenty of good goalkeepers to pick from.
What do you think of, first of all, the process that we've gone on since the departure of Stephen Kenny? It's been a bit of a mess.
It's been long as well, Dave. Mm. We're still not at the end of the road, should we say, are we? So it's very drawn out, if I'm being honest. I think, you know, Stephen Kenny left in November, I think memory serves me right.
Yeah.
And now we're in the middle of May, and we're still no further forward. Obviously, I think the FAI put themselves under pressure by saying we give John the two games, you know, and then in April we're going to announce the permanent manager, and then they had to backtrack on that for whatever reason. I'm not privy to what goes on behind the scenes at the FAI, you know, but I just think looking from the outside, like we're all just, you know, I'm a fan now again. I was a fan before playing for Ireland, and I was a fan playing, and I'm even more a fan now, you know. You just want it done, don't you, Dave? You want the manager in place. Ideally, you'd like to be in place for these two games coming up next month, because it's his opportunity to prepare for, you know, we've got England in September. You know, it's such a crucial big game coming up. You know, the manager's first game might be
such England a big game like yeah.
That. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's mental, like, you know. So in an ideal world, you'd prefer him to be in charge for these two friendlies, to get a look at the players every day in training and obviously in games as well, in two friendlies. But, you know, I'm not the master behind the whole thing. And you know, I'm hoping they're working hard behind the scenes to get the right person.
Yeah, you would hope so. And you would think that they are. I mean, like, obviously, you know, as you said, we're not privy to what goes on in there. It can't be an easy scenario, but it just seems that, yeah, some of the mistakes, unfortunately, are just very, very high profile,
yeah, maybe,
I guess.
Maybe ill advised as well. You know?
Yeah.
You're making promises about, you know, we're going to announce it here and we're going to announce it there, because then obviously the media
is
rightly so, and the fans the same. We go, right, who is it then? And then we go, oh, we haven't got him yet. So it's kind of like, I think when you put deadlines and dates and things, then, you know, people sort of hold you to it. So maybe naive a wee bit to do that, but you know, we said now we have to wait till September, so
yeah,
surely to goodness we'll have someone by then.
Let's hope so. Jeepers.
I hope so.
Yeah, so do I. There's plenty of managers we were leaving clubs, and maybe we could even tempt Jurgen with a promise of something, see if he could, wants to come out of retirement. Talk to me about the punditry stuff. I love you when you're on. I just think you offer such different insight to a lot of the outfield players because of your experience of playing between the sticks. And the vision you have of a game is just slightly different to an outfield player. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I mean, it's mad because, you know, we're on the radio here now. It's a bit more relaxed. You've got more time, and you can talk a bit more. But you know, sometimes you're in a studio, and you know, the presenter's asking you a question, and there's someone in your ear saying, you know, stop talking, and then he's asking you questions. You have to talk, and then it's like, you know, people at home just go, oh, it's easy just sitting there on your live TV. You can't make a mistake, and name pronunciations are difficult and all that kind of stuff, you know. Yeah. So there's a bit more to it than just sitting with your feet up on a sofa. You know?
But definitely.
I do enjoy it. Yeah, I do enjoy that side. But then when you talk about the goalkeeping side of things, I do think that I can give a bit more in-depth analysis on the goalkeepers. But I also do think, you know, with my coach, I've done 3 years of Derby coaching, you know, analysing outfield players as well. I think that's helped me, you know, look at teams and formations and how people set up, you know. So trying to get the whole package to you. But the other thing I like to try and give as well is a bit of humour, be a bit of Irish humour,
yes,
whatever it is.
Oh, definitely.
I think people sometimes forget, you know, on shows that, you know, they get very straight and very robotic and stuff. And I'm thinking, well, if I was at home, do I only watch this person, you know, being like reading off stats that they could just pop up on their phone or their iPad, yeah, or whatever themselves? They want a bit of banter or a bit of, you know, back and forth with the presenter, or a bit of, you know, maybe when I was in the changing room, we would have had a laugh over this or whatever, but a bit more, I don't know, what is it, a bit of Irish crack, I suppose.
No, I think you're right. And I think the insights, as you said, stats insights and all that, they can be delivered by AI. I mean, you could literally just have a voice going, they have faced this many shots and they have done that. But it is what you want. You want the insight of a former player to, yes, analyse the scenario that the team found themselves in, but also to give us things like that. Like, what's it like in the changing room if everything's falling apart at Man United? You know what I mean? Like, they're the things that you
do want to know. What's the manager saying at half-time? Yeah. What's your experience have been? Like, you know, 1-0 down at Old Trafford, what happens now? Like, what's the message in the changing room? And, you know, you just try and give a little bit of your insight to what would happen in that position, you know? So, again, you know, the people at home watching have not been there before, you know, so you're just trying to give them a little bit more, you know, I suppose, inside information that what you've experienced in your playing career.
And come here, any of your kids playing football?
No, my son played a bit up to 16, but now he's 19. He's actually DJing and stuff now.
Oh,
so
tell him not to waste his time doing anything like that. Jesus, terrible career to get involved in.
He's in Spain at the minute, DJing. So he's doing
that's brilliant. That's great. What's his name? So we give him a shout out.
Shane Given, his name is. So he's doing his DJing. And then I got three daughters after that. So the 17-year-old, she's into fashion, and the 7-8-year-old, they're just into, I don't know, whatever, just having the crack gymnastics and just causing carnage at home, basically.
Yeah, I have 2 9-year-old girls. I know exactly what you're talking about. Well, look, we wish Shane the best with his DJing career and wish you the best with everything you're doing. And obviously, Just Eat, remind everyone again, go to the socials and look at Any Given Wednesday, which, of course, is to celebrate the fact that Europa League final is in Ireland. And Shay Given's performance, it has to be seen to be believed. Shay, it's so good to catch up, man. I really hope that we get to do it in person soon. But listen, thanks a million for coming on today.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks a million.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.